The first thing we're going to talk about is the issue with female hip hop.
I personally feel like the issue with female hip hop as a whole is just, I mean, a lot of men in hip hop try to dictate on what women should say and what they should rap about and how they should present themselves. And that's a bunch of BS. Like, no one tells you what to wear. No one tells you what to rap about. Leave these women alone. And another thing is just that I feel like some women can't. Everybody isn't meant to be mainstream, first and foremost. So it's like, with that being said, like, yeah, you have still have underground rappers that are better than the mainstream rappers, but some of the mainstream rappers shouldn't be mainstream. But it's like, what can you do? You know, so what is it that women in hip-hop can do in order for everything to go afloat? In my opinion, nothing was ever, you know, afloat. They tried to come together once upon a time, but women are women. They're very catty. There's never going to be a whole unity. You're going to like who you like.
Right.
And that's that. It's just, I don't know why they're trying to force this female unity and trying to force it again. But it's like, okay, in that case, where are the OGs? Why aren't the OGs trying to uphold these newer female rappers and trying to bring them together? Things of that nature. Like, they're not doing anything. I feel like they don't even care about the current state of hip hop, you know, when it comes to that. But going as Supreme made his little, you know, little, he said about how, you know, hip hop, female hip hop, mainstream, all they talk about is sex. It's kind of like, at the end of the day, I agree, it is. That's what they talk about, but you can't sit here and just place all female rappers within that. I feel like with him saying that, it was like, okay, Nicki has a whole bunch of songs that, you know, aren't about sex. But you aren't referring to that. That's really the mainstream rapper who we have out, you know, with Megan and Cardi and Nicki, who doesn't always talk about sex. So it's, you do need to bring in a way, try to figure out how to bring these other women to the forefront, but some of them are not made to be in the front. Some of them are made to be where they're at. Now, I believe, like, Tierra Whack, like, she can become mainstream because she has that weirdness about her that Nicki had too. It's just I feel like she just has to figure out a way to kind of rebrand herself a little bit, but not saying that she needs to sell sex, but it's just something that she has to figure out in order for her to become mainstream. Because I feel like she can do pop, you know, she can do all that too. It's like she reminds me more of Nicki than anybody else right now. So it's like, I feel like everybody just needs to be okay with what lane that they're in. And once you're okay with your lane, then you can try to, you know, do more and do extra. But I just feel like men need to stay out of hip, women's way of hip-hop. Don't dictate what they're doing and what they should talk about, because it's not happening to you. We're not sitting there telling these men that they need to stop talking about, you know, selling drugs and fat asses and all this stuff like that. Like, I don't get the problem. I don't know. I just feel like women, that we don't have to come together, but at the same time, I do believe they need to follow Nicki Pinkprint. They need to go ahead and just rap these men on their own songs and out-rap them.
And I think, just to piggyback off of that, like, when Jermaine made that whole statement, I was just like, okay, you can't... I think people kind of, like, took offense to it because those ladies called three women name, which was Nicki, Cardi, and Megan. So I think they took more offense to the fact that, okay, well, he can't, you know, say that about them. But when he made the statement and included all females, I was just like, okay, nigga, you really bugging. Like, it's so much females out here, like you said, who doesn't rap about sex and all that other stuff. Like, they really be out here spitting, and people don't even notice it until it's too late. And then they try to pedal back and try to make it seem like, well, I was hip to that. But no, you shouldn't have never said it. And that's why I felt like when he made this whole, I'm about to do this female cypher thing, no, you can keep it. Because you done made the statement now, and instead of apologizing about it, you try to throw something else out there to get people to come in. But we don't want that. Like, you done mess up now. You can't, like, say stuff like that when there's so much female rappers out here. Like, I get that his loyalty is with the bread. That's cool. Like, nobody is faulting you for that. But at the end of the day, the bread, she wasn't doing the whole sex talk and all this other stuff. That's what they wanted her to do. And
but then later on down the line, and the wearing swimsuits and stuff, the videos and all this stuff like that. Like, no, she had to switch up her image just as well because she was the zealot. So it's like, dude, like, it ended up, I don't like the fact that he had trying to have this cipher. My thing is, we ain't got nothing to prove to you. What do we got to prove to you that we rap about more than just sex? We ain't got to, I don't have to prove anything to y'all. And I was just offended at that either. Like, even though I don't rap, it's like, but well, I don't have to do that. I know what I do. I've been rapping. Even if I want to rap about my stuff, I can rap about it. My thing is, Jermaine, you ain't trying to put no other female rapper on.
And he still ain't even put them out.
TV shows like, that you had with these children. But
for, like, Mulatto and Detronada and them. You know, Super Peach, you hit them or see them on Instagram. But other than putting them on, he don't do it.
Yeah. At all. And that's another issue. Like, yeah, you say you want to talk about the brand. How long ago was she?
Exactly.
Other than who else have you putting on female rapper wise? Nobody. So all these men talk. They talk about how female rappers this and that, but nobody is trying to do anything. Nobody is. If they are trying to do something, they're trying to take down one person.
Not now.
And not that ain't going
to
work.
Because it's a lot of them. Like, it's starting to get to the point where there's a lot of females coming to the forefront, and really they just have to prove their point. Like, I understand what he was trying to get at, but the way he said it was just off. Like, it was off. You can't say stuff like that and expect for somebody to agree with you when you pretty much, you trying to speak a truth, but then you tearing them down in the same breath. Like, you can't do stuff like that. It just, it's not. Right.
But no one's talking about men. But no one's talking about men and how they talk about the same exact... They talk about the same stuff. But that's okay. That's okay, right. Though. But you got a problem with women talking about sex.
Who was interviewing him, that conversation would have went totally different. Like, because I feel like they didn't drill him enough to actually have a conversation about it. They just kind of like, you know, beat around the bush a little and stayed on top.
I mean, even with that, he still could have said it differently, and that he said it exactly the way that he wanted to say it. Because even with the question being said, it was a direct question, and he said it exactly the way that he wanted to, and that's where the problem came. Don't try to backtrack that and be like, "Oh, well, I meant to say this." No, you did not mean it. From that, and then decide to change it up. No.
That's why I felt, because even with the girl, when he said it, and she was like, she mentioned something on the lines of, you know, other females not being the one that talk about sex. Like, he still kind of like stuck to what he wanted to say. I felt like they should have drilled him just a little more, or like I said, if it was somebody else different asking him that, you know, that question, that conversation would have went differently. But yeah, he was wrong. Plain and simple, he was wrong. He should have said it differently.
Yeah, most definitely. I just feel like it's like a two-way street, because you got the male rappers that do the exact same thing. We talked about this before, the same subject, and that's the issue, is that they do it. But the difference is women are held to a much different standard, and they're criticized a lot more for a lot of what the male rappers have, you know, did. So it's just, it's all to the point where female rappers, they feel they have to talk about it. and then the media and the people push them into that direction to make their almost all of their music about that. If you pay attention to a lot of the music that do come out, most of them is about sex because that's where they push them to. So it's like, even if a rapper, a female rapper, do not want to talk about it, they're not going to be widely as known or get pushed into the direction they should be pushed in unless they do talk about it. That is why a lot of female rappers, you know, they'll tough it out, be like, I'm not going to talk about it, I'm not going to get into it, I'm not going to make that a subject in my music, and then later end up doing it and then popping because that's what people want to hear when it comes to female rappers, because they are considered a sex symbol, so that's what it is.
Yeah. That, I mean, the industry just pretty much like made sex appeal got bigger with the industry because they saw how much it would sell.
Yeah, I mean, that and it's crazy. Controversy
was like the two biggest things that would sell for hip hop: sex and controversy, and that's what they like. And now it's just even more saturated now. And like you said, if you're not doing it, then you're not going to make it big, or people not going to really want to pay attention to you. But I also feel like, yeah, they want these artists to be like selling sex and everything, but I feel like a lot of that is about to change too. Because, I mean, of course, people is going to talk about it, but eventually people is going to get to the point where they want to hear actual bars. Like, they want to see a person spit. They want to see the direction that they take it. They're going to want to see the creativity and so forth. But, you know, that sex appeal is just not going to go anywhere.
Yeah.
Yeah, and that's why I felt like even when it came to, like when Nicki had first came out, she wasn't...
Exactly.
Her whole first album, like, they were talking about her, like because of how she was dressing. Because she was dressing weird.
I feel like she did that, like she wanted to make a statement. I feel like the whole reason for her dressing the way she was dressing, even in interviews when she did talk, she did say, you know, I like dressing weird over sexy. She said that. So I felt like she was trying to push a message saying that I don't want to make that the main focus of her career coming up. And I feel if the whole game changes when it comes to female hip hop and they don't have to talk about sex or anything like that, I'm going to have to give that credit to Nicki because she did push her career off of that.
And see, people didn't even know Nicki from the sex appeal. Her bars is what got them at first. Like, and that was ever since mixtape days.
And that's why I feel like that's why she came up the way that she did, because it's like, I want people to hear me rap. I want you to notice my bars versus you noticing the way that I look or the way that I dress. It's like, I really kind of felt like when he was on some, all they talk about is, it's like, no, come up, that girl was not portraying herself in that light at all. People were trying to portray her in that light because of her name.
Yeah, but, you know, I just feel like with Nicki, she has so much to prove. Like, she carried a stereotype and changed it for female hip-hop, because if you pay attention to other female rappers coming up, all of them, Megan Thee Stallion, that's pretty much that's all she talks about, from what I've heard. I don't know if, you know, listened to some of her music to give her a chance. That's really all she talks about. And a lot of other artists like Cardi, that's all Cardi talk about. That's all she talks about. Like, in every song, that's just it. I don't really... It's probably like one or two songs from her that may not mention it, but almost every song she comes out with talks about that. Mm-hmm. So when people compare these artists, and like compare these girls to Nicki, and be like, oh, you know, Nicki's not this and they're that, I look at it like, look at all of what Nicki has done. She had to come up in a time when there was no female artists really popping at all. Nobody was listening to them. Nobody cared for them. Nobody wanted to put money into them. They wanted to dead it and keep it with the males and let it move. And that was it. And she came up during... She came up during that time. What made people recognize her and Wayne recognize her was her music. If you paid attention to when they said Wayne was asking about her, he heard I think it was a song or something off of a mixtape, I believe. He heard her rap, and that's when he...
I love how she did that. It was like she was, she had like the theatrics within her rapping. So when she used to make some, you know, little faces and the sounds and stuff, like it kept you in tone. Because it was like, oh, okay, she's snapping and can do this and can do that. But it's like nowadays, you don't get much. You don't get much at all. It is about sex. It is about sex selling. And, you know, and I hate to say it, but like in a minute, that's going to die down.
Yeah.
That's going to die down. A lot of these female rappers are not going to have long-lasting careers if they are not able to change up their consent.
That's true.
And they're not going to be here. And it's like Megan can go there. Like, I feel like she just needs to, like, for, I don't know, her, I like the little so-called album that she had or her project or whatever. It was decent, but my thing is like, is this how the rest of your songs are going to sound?
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
You know, like, is this what's happening? Because, like, all right, is there something, not saying that she needs to do something else, but just more so, like, you could have just made that as an album or whatever, or I don't understand why females don't go the route and do what Nicki did and just freestyle off other people's beats. If Megan would have kept freestyling and pulled out a project where she's freestyling on other people's beats, I feel like she would have been bigger, like she would have been able to get bigger versus her bringing out what she did. And her whole sound is basically Juicy J damn sound. It's basically that. So it's like, is that all we're going to get from you? Is this basically that Texas sound or that sound that you have? Because if it's so, she's not going to get that far.
I feel like with Megan, I feel like right now, because it's the summer and she has this whole hot girl summer thing, like, I feel like now it's just like, okay, you know, I'm going to play around for a bit. But when that season changed and she realized.
No, but she had to.
I hope
it does change. Because the sense that I just heard, it was okay, right. But it seemed like it's the same.
Yeah, I hope it's the same.
Maybe if this summer is over, maybe she will change it up. But it's like, that's what I'm getting right now. It's like, no. She's not gonna
change. I agree with that. I kind of feel like she feels comfortable. She's not. She don't want to take any risks because she feels comfortable where she is. And in this game, that's just not gonna work. You're gonna have to take some risk or do something because, especially as a female, you got too much already stacked against you. You can't be comfortable. You can't be like the Migos and be comfortable and just go with what they feel work. You can't do that. And but I feel like with Megan, she. Route, she has to do something different.
But I feel like she'll change eventually, but at the rate that she is, you know, going now, even if somebody was to try to, like, turn her down or make it seem like, okay, I'm tired of hearing what you got to, what you got to say, we need to go ahead and boot her out, the general public is not going to allow it. Because they done got too attached.
Yeah, I hope they do hold it down like they did Cardi.
It's not gonna be a full boot, but she ain't gonna be as what she is now. GP not gonna fully boot her out, but the thing is they're gonna want to hear something else. So she might, like, female wise, I feel like she has to see some of the females right now, you know, in a way, but. Even with some of the men, you know, she has some of them she doesn't, which, you know, it really doesn't matter, but still, people still going to want to hear something different from her. So it's like, they're not going to be as good. They might still listen to the songs that she has and that they heard. But other than that, it's like, I just feel like, you know, she has it. She has something. I ain't going to say, like, I just can't see a lot of these female rappers right now. Careers very promising. I can't see. I can't.
Okay.
And when I mean promising, I can't see 10 year plus. I can't
see. Not even trying to shade them at all.
I can't see it.
It's because their mindset is totally different from what it was back then when we had the Nicki and Trina, Kim Fox, all of them. Like, the mindset is totally different. The time is different. And now is so much people in this generation who just love waves. That's it. So, and because they only have the waves, these people's careers is not going to last as long unless they rebrand and show us why they deserve to be in hip-hop. And if they're not going to push hip-hop and keep the code going, then, okay, it's cool. You can sit over there across the football field. We'll watch you with binoculars, but we're going to stick with the people who actually doing what they're supposed to do.
Yeah, but,
and who's
going to
push themselves? Because right why? Now, they just putting out music, making a hit, going on about their business, and people liking it because it's buzzing.
But that's the problem, too. What is a hit?
No, number just one, something that everybody just...
It doesn't feel for it. I thought that was with whatever moved the culture. It's a lot of songs that were out that, you know, were considered hits for the simple fact that everybody knew it. It's something that the culture rocked with. But it's like now, what hits are considered, oh, it's a number one or it's on Billboard. That's what I'm saying.
A lot of stuff has changed. That's like when I made the tweet earlier on the podcast page about, you know, hip hop and are the gatekeepers these young people in the generation who love waves. They done changed so many rules and changed so many things now to the point where it's like you sitting on the fence looking like, okay, what made you change this to appease the other people? You want to please the people who like to join waves with you? Like, it's just so much stuff that done change, and it's like, you can't change it because it's done saturated with so many, like Russ said, I don't know if y'all saw the interview yet, but like Russ said, 13-year-old kids who got all this power on the internet now just changing stuff, and people is going along with it, the blogs and everything. Like, they don't even do their research no more. They look at a tweet, type up a headline, and they go with it. And before you know it, a bunch of lies and stuff done been spread, and it's like, okay, well, dang.
Like, there needs to be a way. We do have to move to the next subject, but I'm just going to say this. There has to be a system put in place to hold them accountable for all these lies that they spread. Because it's really crazy for them to knowingly know that a certain tweet or certain words were said or certain things were done that was not meant to come off a certain way, and they took it that way, and then they flipped it and made it what they wanted to make it just so people could pay attention.
Yeah, but they don't care about that because
they really don't.
Them views.
It's been years. They don't money. I mean, the news. They don't care about what they spread. Half of the stories they tell is like their version of it is not actually what happened.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So the next subject we're going to talk about is, and I feel like I know y'all going to really talk about this. Why do album releases not create enough hype?
I feel like these artists be promoting their stuff, but if it's just them and not their team, I feel like that's what causes the hype not to be as hypeful. Like, for an example, well, I would just say this. For the last couple of albums that I've seen people put out, like Trina, well, I know she's independent, but, you know, Trina, Iggy, let's see, Nas. I didn't even know I knew he was putting out an album, like, for the longest, but I didn't know that it was going to drop this recent. The whole soundtrack with The Lion King, like, number one, I didn't even know that that was going to be an album. Two, I didn't know that they was planning on dropping it. Like, now I just feel like people are just putting music out there because people's attention span is just short now. They don't care to even know that an album is coming. Like, if somebody announced it on their Instagram or something, they'd be like, oh my gosh, an album is coming. And then that'd be the end of it.
Yeah.
And you don't even see people posting about it. You don't see nobody talking about it. Just like with Dreamville, they just dropped the album. People was hyped for it. And then, like, once it dropped, nobody was talking about it no more. And I'm just like, well, dang, what's going on? Like, why people aren't hyping their albums? Why people aren't even really caring for albums now? It's just like either you dropping a freestyle, a mixtape, or a buttload of EPs, and then that's it. like nobody is promoting them like I feel like they need to. Especially if you're trying to sell stuff.
Yeah, I do believe this promotion-wise. I mean, cause like right now, we don't hear, a lot of people don't listen to the radio as much. Mm-hmm. And even when we do, I don't hear, you know, about who's dropping an album or nothing of that nature. I do agree with, like, basically everything that you said. And it's just, I don't know, it's poor marketing skills, I do believe, because it's like, right. it's so much that we can do because now the internet has taken over everything. So, like, just imagine if, you know, if it wasn't the way that it was and, you know, such and such was dropping, then I feel like it would be big than what it is now. And then we have to think about it is like, it's a lot of artists. We have more artists than I feel like we've, like, had in a while as far as hip-hop, too. So it's like, when, like, their albums or so-called albums do come out, it is kind of like, all right, I want to hear something else now. You know, so it's like, yeah, this is good. Like you said, with Dreamville, like, I was hearing about it. You know, I mean, I feel like you got to follow these people. If you're not following these artists that you really like or that you mess with, you're not going to know them. You know what I'm saying? So it's come to that point now where it's like you have to follow these people that you like in order to know certain things. And the Lion King, I was sitting online. They're like, why is everybody making this about Beyonce? They made the Lion King about Beyonce. They did it on purpose. That was perfect. That was a great marketing like way because they made it about her. So how is it that with this album, it's Beyonce's album versus it being the soundtrack? So it's like, It is about Beyonce. So Beyonce did that very smart, you know, in a way, because now she has another number one album. But it's like they did that very well, but I just still believe for it. They could have kind of left it alone. They shouldn't. It's like they're doing too much now. Like Beyonce could have just came out with an album on her own. But I was kind of trying to figure out the way that they were trying to go with the Lion King, you know. And I just kind of feel like they were making it more like. Yeah. This is like another Lemonade for her. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's about us, you know, type feel, which there's nothing wrong with it, but it's just like you could have came out with your own separate album, you know, and just had other people on this soundtrack. But I haven't fully listened to it. I do like a certain songs, but I just feel like as far as just albums in general, it's like it's pretty hard. It's pretty hard to keep the hype up for an album. So that's why I do believe in the fake streaming and things of that nature, because it's like people do have short attention spans now. They really do. And if they like one song, they like one song to the album, they're going to keep playing that one song.
Like, do y'all believe that these artists are not being marketed enough? Or do you think like these labels and media PR, whatever you call them, feel like because of the way technology and the way the industry has changed and the people that listen to it, that they're just not seeing a return. So it's like things have changed so much.
They're not about to put all their money into marketing.
Things have changed so much to the point where, like you and D-Lo said, people don't really care about albums coming out. Like, it will be a hype for that one, maybe 2 days if you're lucky, and then that's it, nobody talk about it. And I'm not sure if it's because deep down people know, like, is, you know, is being saturated with untalented artists, even though they are, you know, some of them are Barty Gang, some of them, you know, they rock with a lot of these new artists that have no talent, or minimal talent, minimal talent. And they know the truth, so they're just like, okay, music, they don't care for it. I don't know if that's the issue, or it's just that there's not enough marketing with the new concept of how music has revolutionized and changed with the way people view it.
There isn't. The only thing we can do is use social media. It's to the point that this is how they find people. You know, this is how they find this or find that. So they cannot come up with a way to, you know, like, to bring that together. This, I do feel they like don't know how.
Social media, I feel like when they made that the scout for finding new talent, I feel like that is what changed the way people view albums and artists now.
Yeah.
Yeah. Agreed. But I don't like the way that they go about it. I feel like it's not a problem with you finding, you know, someone off of here, but now it's like, let's find this person off of here. We got you now. So now we got you to sign this deal. So now it's like they're using the social media and who they follow as, okay, yeah, they have not, a lot of followers now. So, yeah, we're going to take this person because they have followers. That's the issue. Yeah, versus it being, yeah, you have talent, so let's try to help you, you know, to better yourself so that way you can sell, so that way you can do this. No, they're just looking at who has however many followers, and with them having these many followers, how much money we can generate from this person.
The issue also is that the fame and mainstream does not feel exclusive anymore. It just feels like anybody could get there. So that probably has a lot to do with too, is that they just feel like it's no longer, okay, you have to be really talented. Even if you look good, you have to have a certain level of talent to be found. It's just, it doesn't feel exclusive. Just feel like, okay, I could get this. So then people look at it and view it different.
Yeah.
But, you know, some of them do feel exclusive. You know, well, I'm getting money. What about you? Like, sit down. Sit down. Have proceeds. Everybody's getting money now, you know, in some type of way. But all of a sudden now, because you're getting a little bit more, you feel a little bit, you know, like you're talking a little bit more shit. Okay, sit down.
Like y'all said earlier, you know, social media is pretty much the marketing tool now. People don't understand how to market no more. They don't know the concept that they have to go, the routes, nothing like that. All they know is they put up a post on Instagram, slap a couple of hashtags, and then boom, they done blow up. And it's just like, dang, like, how the freak did you come out the blue overnight? Like, let me know what I got to do so I can be like you. Like, let me figure out how you marketed that with those hashtags and blew up overnight. And that's the only talent that we're seeing now. Like, people who just pop up out the blue, one hit wonders, people steady dragging their name out as if they the top artist of the freaking century. And it's ridiculous how these medias, outlets and different blogs and stuff is pushing these artists to believe that they're like the goats of hip hop. No, you can't do stuff like that, especially when you pretty much didn't give us nothing to even fall back on. Like, your catalog is just as small as a freaking pea. So, like...
But that's why I feel like it goes back on, like, the older, you know, hip-hop rappers and stuff. Like, Nas, like, how you feel like Nas, you didn't know that he was really coming out with something. Like, they have to know how to use the internet now. They have to know how to market themselves, you know, off their social media. And a lot of them still do, you know, don't know how to do much. Like, for that.
In this new day and age, and you're being an artist that's from the old school where, you know, talent actually existed. At this point, you gotta learn to adapt to what's changing and everything that's happening. And that's the issue. They're not learning to adapt. And then also, I just feel like some of them feel like it's hopeless because there are some artists that have marketed, have pushed themselves, have put their stuff out there, and then didn't receive the results that they really deserve.
Yep.
So, like, the key issue is to find the right way to market in this generation that will actually work. And right now, all that's working is drama and controversy. That's all that's working so far. But it's only so much of that that's going to work to the point where people are going to be tired of that. Then you got to find something else.
Yeah, that's true. And see, with Nas, I feel like being that... I feel like with Nas, I knew ever since he was on DJ Khaled's album Major Key, he was announcing that this album was coming. But I feel like he didn't know if it would have been the right time to do it, being that music changing. Like, a lot of these older rappers know that music times has changed, and they're trying to figure out how would they be accepted or be able to fit in with how time is changing now. So I get it, you know, in some of their defenses, but some of them, like, if you're just pure jealous and want to make it seem like it's the artist that's actually stopping you from being relevant, but that's the term I want to use now, because at this point, it's just like artists feel like they have to be relevant with the wave. And I just feel like a lot of these older artists, they get on this jealousy streak and they forget that you just got to know how to market, like you said. Use social media to, you know, to push yourself. But they also got to understand that if you don't market, you won't be heard. That's just plain and simple. And they know times have changed, so they got to study how these new artists do it, or how these different blogs and different people push these new artists to be heard. They just got to know how to fit in, but it's all about their marketing now and what social media they use to market.
Okay, so we're gonna move on to the next subject, and that's the Grammys issue with Ken Ehrlich, or Ehrlich. I don't know how to pronounce his last name. I'm just gonna say Ken.
I'm glad he's stepping down, but I don't think nothing's gonna change.
I feel the same way. I'm gonna be honest. I don't really think, because I find it really hard for this man to have done all of this, like blackballing artists, picking, choosing which ones he wanted to put up, and nobody else in there knew. I feel like it's like the Grammys. I feel like everybody was in on it. Everybody knew, you know, what was going on, but then they're using him as a scapegoat. They're going to be like, okay, we're going to put all the blame on you and let you step down. He's not going to face any other repercussions from it, and then they're going to keep it moving, but I don't think nothing's going to change.
Mm-hmm. That's the same way I feel.
Yeah, and then the whole thing with Ariana Grande and Nicki. Nicki spoke out about him. Well, subliminally she did. She didn't really name who it was during the time when she was talking about the whole Grammys thing and the certain man that was blocking her from even further performing and, I guess, you know, winning an award, which she deserved long before Cardi. We're going to keep it real. Like, the fact that Cardi would have got it before Nicki is crazy. It's just, it really makes me think, like, okay, so how did Cardi doesn't write her music? We all know that. Cardi knows that. Her team knows that. Cardi does, like, her music doesn't really have any impact. And I'm looking at the fact that if you're going to win a Grammy, your music has to impact the culture or in some way. And I don't think Cardi has really brought anything that has really impacted or really deserves a Grammy.
No, it was just her songs was on the radio. Her songs were on the radio, and she got number one. So they used the popularity.
Political move.
And got her that. My thing was, in that case, like you said, why didn't Nicki get it before her? Nicki was booming. Nicki was booming when she came out. On the radio. Yeah. You know, whatever song she was on Billboard, on the radio, like all of that. She didn't have that number one at the time, but she still was like within the hip hop community. She was on. So it was like,
Her wave. I felt like her. I'm gonna be honest with you. I feel like her wave is better than Cardi's wave, because coming up, people in school. When I was, I think it was in high school at that time, was it? Yeah, I think it was in high school when Itty Bitty Piggy dropped.
Yeah.
And okay. I'm telling you that everybody, the girls knew it, the guys knew it, everybody knew her song. And this was in Atlanta. Everybody knew it.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm sure everybody in New York knew her song. Like, she had such a great impact coming up that people, it didn't matter if you was a male or a female, nobody, it wasn't anything about, oh no, you know, being a male, listening to a female rapper. Nobody cared during that time when she came up. Males and females was rocking to her music. They loved the way she sounded. She was bringing something new. She was different. She was weird in a good way. People respected that. And I just feel like her come up naturally is more impactful and better than Cardi's, because I don't really buy the whole thing with Cardi coming up as this supreme female rapper who had, you know, who had all these people that was rocking with her before the, you know, I guess before she became mainstream. And then when people was rocking with her, they wasn't rocking with her because they thought her music was great. She knew her music was crap. Even the DJs that she was with on that show, they was trying to tell her, your music is bad. Like, you know, you can't rap. They told her that. And then, I just feel like, we're going to say this, her personality is the only thing that's holding her. If that personality is gone, no one's going to care for her. And that's just it.
Yeah, it's like, her personality is what got her here. Like I said before, you could listen to her mixtape days and listen to her now, and it's like somebody flipped on the light switch, and all of a sudden, the way your lyrics was put out there or the content of it, all of that changed. They know she didn't do that overnight. Because if she did, show me what you did to do that. Man. I need to know.
You know it. Y'all know what she did. Do some things for the big time.
Well, I don't want that change. So.
But that's true. They boost her for one purpose only, and that is to really come at Nicki. That's it.
Yeah, definitely.
And what they have, the only thing they've succeeded in, they succeeded in making Nicki the villain. And that's what they succeeded in. And no, that's
well, hold up. We got to say this. They use Remy for that.
Oh, yeah.
Cardi just came in and just stepped on some heads to get through the gate. But
Remy loves the fact, she acknowledged the fact that she made that happen. She's happy. So my thing is, you gave your career away for somebody else to have a career?
And not even just that, you gave your career away to destroy somebody's career over something they didn't really do? Like, I don't understand that. Like, exactly. What did Nicki really... Yeah, it's just like, to this point, like, how can you be that bitter and jealous over someone that you felt like, I'm going to sacrifice my whole career and whatever worth that you are worth. I don't know what you're worth, but I'm just saying, whatever worth you're worth, you're going to take that and you're going to sacrifice it just so somebody else can fall down. That's crazy. I don't understand. Yep. And this goes back to what you're saying, how female rappers are very catty, and they are. Because for you to want someone to fall down and then to put your career up for grabs and say, okay, I'm going to make you drop, but I'm going to risk my whole career and image doing it. So then what are you worth after that?
Nothing. She don't care.
Like, she was barely worth a bag of chips before, and now you ain't even worth winning fresh.
Yeah.
She's worth a bag of chips.
She don't care. She didn't care. They probably promised her something, and with them promising her something, you know, it probably didn't happen, but that's how she was probably was able to get on these little shows that she was on, you know, and, you know, do the little stuff that she's doing, and... My thing is, like, you're crazy. You're a whole fool. You're a whole fool. And now you're trying to make your way back up. Whoever your label was, not even trying to pick up the phone for your ass anymore, because they didn't use you. Right. They used you and threw you away, and now you're looking. Now you're doing Old Town Road remixes and sounding like something is stuffed up your nose.
Exactly. Sounding dumb as ever. And then got the nerve to say on there about she ended somebody's career. Sis, who? Who career?
She ended her own career. She ended her own. Like, keep it real. She ended her own career.
You went up against her. Are fools.
Yeah, you went up against Nicki. You fell in your own pit, and nobody cares about you. They still talk about Nicki. They still care about her. She's still going on interviews and stuff. She's trending on Twitter. Number one, like, she's always, people still talk about, she's still being compared to. So if you ended her career and she's living better than you, then you need to end my career too, because I want to live like that.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. And my thing is, you sat ahead of show and you sat on that show and talked about her too. So what did you end? Really?
Exactly. Like Nicki said, I could have helped you out that pitch you fell in.
You fell in?
Like, come on. Like, that wordplay was so sick. Like, fell in, like, you fell in, but you were fell into. Like, man, come on. See, like,
really downplayed No Frauds. If we're going to keep it real, they downplayed that song. And then even her own fans, like, I was so surprised when I was reading like her own fans, like, oh, you know, you didn't come hard enough and stuff. At the end of the day, if you listen to that track, she's never really made a whole diss track like that. She's never done that in her entire career. When she went up against Kim, she never done that. She made songs that she wanted to commercialize and then threw disses in them. She's always done that. So, right.
She was very smart. Wish her smart. I'm going to diss you on these you mainstream songs.
Right. And that's always been the game plan. I just feel like they wanted to find some reason to justify what Remy did. And even to this day, they really can't justify it. Like, you really can't justify what Remy did. What did Nicki do to Remy that made Remy so mad? Remy felt like she had to drop a 7-minute diss track and then drop some doo-doo water afterwards.
The fact that she, her and Nicki was supposed to be on the song together, and Nicki wanted Foxy on there too, and she didn't like that. And then she tried to send a song to Nicki, and Nicki never got back to her, so she got mad. But I feel like she used that.
She knew,
I'm
sorry, I feel like I'm cutting y'all off. But she knew that Nicki was not going to respond to her. I just feel like she just knew that, and she's going to use that as an excuse.
And look how long it's taken for her album to come out.
And like,
I'm glad Nicki didn't even accept that.
Yeah, if she would have just took the offer, not only would she be on a song with Nicki and received general love and support from not just Nicki's fans, but her fans too. They would have looked at you're not Kim. You are an old school rapper that's actually embracing and uplifting Nicki as the newer rapper for this generation. So I felt like that would have been such a great move, and not even just that, for her and Foxy to end this long drawn out beef they had, to end it, and then it would have been all three of them on one song. Do you know how much that would have done so much more than what she sacrificed her career for?
But she felt like
world wasn't ready. She wasn't, because at this point, I don't think Remy knows what she's ready for and what she's not.
Yeah, because she definitely felt like the world wasn't ready to hear that collab like that and decline. And my thing was like, that would have been dope. That would have been dope. That would have been the first in years into which you heard female rappers on a song like that together. And then you're on here with a mainstream rapper.
Well, that would have saved whatever little career she had left.
But she and Kim, she just kept taking shots after shots. And anybody that know me know that I'll, say your name if I'm dissing you. No, you were taking shots.
She was. She only said her name when it's convenient to push the agenda that her label or whoever she was working with wanted her to do. Like, people, I swear, sometimes people are so stupid. They don't see that. She was subbing her long before she said her name. Why didn't she say her name then? She only did it because it was the right time to do it.
Dan said that on a radio show and said that you don't have no problem with her.
Exactly.
And then next thing you just put out a whole disc. How?
A clown, a snake.
How? You got Shyamalan, Lane, whatever his name is on there, talking about some, you made us look like fools. Like, you basically telling us that you ain't got no problem with her. And
then all of a sudden, all of this backstage blackballing and stuff was going on, and then her backs is being stuffed. I was just like, first of all, you wasn't getting no bag. Nobody was paying you nothing. So I don't know what bag you thought you got. You got an empty bag, because nobody was paying you to do anything. So I don't know what bag Nicki's.
Steve Harvey must have gave her a bag.
By accident.
Exactly.
Oh, man, you know what? Let's move to the next subject. Okay, so I'm going to do the whole award after we do these two other subjects. Okay, so the next one we're going to do is, how did streaming rights save the music industry? How did streaming rights save the music industry? streaming rights, you know, streaming music.
Yeah. Well, I believe more doors for more, you know, artists to come through and to actually start getting paid, you know, of people listening to their songs. So it did.
No, I was going to say, you saying getting paid.
Go ahead. Go ahead.
To make it clear, they were getting paid to have their music on stream platforms. They were already getting paid for that. But when Nicki fought for streaming rights, what that did was allow them to get credit for their work. So, for instance, whenever someone streams it, it will count as a sale towards their music, which will also count as a sale towards billboards, which would put them higher on the billboards charts. Also, what she fought for made it profitable, because if we're going to be honest, if it doesn't matter if you're getting paid from Spotify or whatever or whatnot, if it was not impacting your career to further push it, then it wouldn't be a service you would need. So I felt like her fighting with streaming rights is what made all these big, newer, older, high-powered artists, iconic artists, use these platforms, because I really don't think they cared before that.
True. They did.
Mm-hmm.
The white man was making money off of it. He was making money. That's why they didn't know nothing about it. I don't believe people knew about it.
And that's
we knew
it.
About LimeWire back
yeah,
then.
That's
it.
Mm-hmm.
That was shut down. I was the police. They were like, "Oh, the police is gonna, you know, come and shut y'all down."
Yeah.
I'm like, "Oh, whatever." But I just don't believe people knew about
they
it.
Didn't.
You know, like
they
that.
Really didn't.
But,
I didn't. I'm gonna be honest. I really didn't care for it.
Yeah, I didn't either. Cause you know,
I don't know.
Right,
right. That's what I did. I was buying it. Like I didn't care to stream it, but then, you know, she fought for those rights, and it's a pro and a con when it's pros when it comes to that. And I felt like Nicki did it honestly because she deserved. Artists do deserve credit for their work.
Yeah.
You could pay for their music all you want, but at the same time, they need to help. They need something to help push their careers further, to help other open doors for other artists. And people keep on saying she hasn't done that, but she did. Not only that, fighting for streaming rights saved the music industry, because if we're going to keep it real, nobody was buying hard copy disc out there anymore. Nobody was doing that.
Mm-hmm.
Music has declined so much they didn't care to do that. Then you had people buying it on iTunes and stuff, but then you got a lot of broke people that can't afford to buy it or don't want to buy it or don't care to buy it. So they find a free pay way of them, okay, let me stream it, and this much streams will count as a sale to help push music and keep more money in these artists' pockets for the hard work they're doing. So which really does surprise me to see all these artists out there. Nobody, you only had a handful of artists that came out and thanked Nicki for what she did. When all of these artists have benefited from it, not just rappers, but singers too, country singers, R&B singers, jazz singers, the list goes on.
That's why I love Russ.
Exactly.
I mess with Russ and I mess with Chance.
Oh yeah, I listen. I don't listen much to Russ. I need to. I've been hearing for a while from D-Lo that he's a good rapper, but I've listened. Like Chance is like one of my top. Artists,
yeah. Russ is definitely like the male Nicki.
Like male Nicki.
This nigga, like, when I tell you he speaks his mind, that's why niggas be mad with him. But he be telling the truth, and he don't care.
Okay.
He don't care not one bit about
it.
And that's how it should be.
But how he said it, he's
exactly.
very intelligent with how he said it. So it ain't just for him. His mind is not just him, like just saying, you know, saying stuff. Just. Off the top of his dome like that. It's like, no,
exactly.
It's very intelligent the way that he speaks. And they don't like it. They don't like it. That's why I don't understand. Like, I remember a while ago, he was in tour with another rapper, one of these little rappers out here. And he got his you know, Russ got his people to jump the dude. And people was like, oh, nah, he a pussy for that. He like, why would I put my hands
exactly.
on you when I
he,
put somebody
he
else
said
put
that in
their
that interview
you?
With Joe Budden. He explained it.
Yeah, I'm a boss. I'm a boss. I'm a boss. So what's the difference between me doing that versus y'all like loving these, like, you know, these drug dealers and all these other men, you know what I'm saying, who send their goons out to go get whoever? What's the difference? Yep.
Like he said in that interview, he was like, if you're going to be in here talking these lyrics, then you need to be about what you talk. If you're not going to do it, then don't do it. And they appreciated a lot of the, like you said, Russ and Chance, they appreciated Nicki for the streaming because the problem with this generation now, because I just seen this on Twitter, and I'll talk about it later, but with their problem, they feel like Lil' Kim is still out here drawing a blueprint for them to follow. They need to chill with that because Kim ain't fought for no streaming rights, and they don't like the fact that it's the truth. But if Nicki didn't fight for no streaming rights, who would have been out here checking for Go Off? Who would have been out here checking for, what was that other one, Spicy or something like that? Nobody would have been checking for that. They don't like to appreciate the streaming rights. They don't like to appreciate it.
Should have put it back on PayPal. I said,
she
should have put it back on PayPal.
They wouldn't even use it then, either. They probably wouldn't pay for it either. Money to buy it. If we're being honest.
But Kim.
They're going to always mention anything that they can do, they're going to always mention Kim. And
very true.
Keep Kim relevant. Because the thing that Nicki does is like, okay, why is Kim the only person that can talk about it? Exactly. You know, why is Kim the only person that can do this? You know what? Jay-Z took a reference, did a lot of references from Biggie lyrics, like a lot of them. But, I mean, he had his time where people were talking about him, you know, related to that. But to this day, they still consider this man a GOAT. They still consider Hov, you know, one of the main rap men. So it's like, what's the problem? I feel like it's just a way to keep a lot of these female rappers relevant, especially Kim. When
I'm
it comes
just wondering
down to Nicki.
Why the industry only chose to keep Kim relevant and not Foxy when both of them was dominating hip hop back then. Like Foxy did, if Foxy didn't do enough, she did more as a lyricist than Kim has ever done.
Exactly.
But they have just they've always been like, okay, Kim is the only one back then. None of the other female rappers exist. No one cares about them, and that bugs me because I don't know why people don't see something wrong with that. Like, why is and there even when you mention Kim, do you really mention her music? Did we hear anything about her music? All we hear about is all of these wigs she wears. Like, okay, that's cool. She wears wigs. That's nice. Okay, that's cool. She wears leopard print. That is really nice. But what else more are you going to show me that Kim has done? If I didn't know anything about Kim and I followed what y'all was saying about her, I would swear she's a model. I'd be like, oh, okay, cool. So what magazine she was on? Because y'all don't talk about her music.
Nope. And that's one thing I don't understand. Either is why don't none of these other female rappers, older OGs, get offended when they're not brought up in anything?
I felt like
everything is always about
Kim. Yeah, I felt like they don't want to create no beef and divide themselves because they feel like they're unstoppable force against Nicki when they all come together, and that has not worked. That has not worked.
It's like they talking down for my legacy. You know what I'm saying? It's like you guys have legacies just as well. So for you not to even be brought up within anything,
I feel
you know
like,
what I mean? That's
but
a
even
problem.
With that,
She just dropped something. And that didn't make no noise.
And
she
each
just
single
dropped
was
single.
Actually good, by the way.
But hold up, she dropped something?
My beef. This is my beef with Eve.
Oh.
Yeah.
Eve, you cannot drop music, disappear for 5 years, and come back and be dropping another single. You cannot do that. Like, you're not building us up no type momentum. Like, you will drop a single and disappear. Drop another single and disappear. Like, you can't do that, especially when you grew up in an era where everybody was actually rooting for you. Like, people enjoyed listening to your raps, and I was one of them. Like, I don't care what Eve put out. If I hear it, I'm going to listen to it because her voice, Like, I like her voice. I like her rap voice.
She don't fit the girl's look anyway. I don't like Eve. Yeah, that hardcore. I like her better when she was like that. Yeah. You know, I like that less. That looks better on her than the girly, you know, look that she's doing now. And that's somebody who shouldn't have changed their image. I understand changing their image for, you know, for you being a better person, but that wasn't right for her. So she can't sit here and be dressing like that and be trying to put on hard and stuff. Like, nah, that ain't working for you. Nah, you could have saved that. But, like, I don't know, I just feel like a lot of these female rappers need to start speaking up for this. And my thing is, like, even with Missy was putting out, you know, songs a few years ago. She was putting out songs, but it wasn't doing nothing.
And even with that,
what she does with her videos, that her videos have always been dope. It's just, you can come out, but y'all ain't, why can't y'all pop no more? You know what I'm saying? Like, I'll talk to you too.
And see, this generation, this generation don't appreciate that. They don't appreciate the visuals. They don't appreciate, like, the work ethic these people put behind their music, and they too busy pushing Kim to the forefront as if there wasn't other females doing her time actually doing other stuff too. Like, look how long it took for them to actually award Missy for the whole songwriting thing and, you know, just getting the credit that she deserved. Like, look how long it took. And I feel like even with that, yeah, they might be cool and all, but it ain't even about them personally. It's about the industry trying to only push one female of that era, and it's Kim. And they always pushing Kim and saying she the blueprint, but to be honest, Kim was really the only one that actually, like, pushed this whole raunchy image where I'm going to speak about whatever the freak I want to in my music. But then when Foxy came along and they both pushed it to the forefront, I'll say what I want. I'm going to still spit gritty, like, I'm going to do all of that. They still only felt like they needed to credit Kim for that because she did it first, so they say. So it's just like, you're going to push.
But she wasn't the first person to do that, though. Exactly. The thing about me, that's like, why Kim I said, so they say. That wasn't, Kim. Yeah. I feel like Kim took her whole persona, if you ask me.
And with the whole, they'd be like, oh, well, Kim was the first one to talk raunchy and like, be more outspoken with it. But this whole sex talk being a thing, Salt and Pepper been talking about it, MC Light been talking about, like, all of them was talking about sex.
Yep.
They just wasn't as outspoken. So how
She just took what they did. Took what they did and just amplified it.
Yeah, and to me, I still feel like, how could you give somebody credit and say that they was the first to do it when it was already done?
Right.
And that's a contradictory to Kim, because she tried to make it seem like Nicki didn't actually do stuff out here when actually she did. Like, she actually invented new stuff. But then she, oh, I already did that. No, you didn't. Somebody did it before you. Like, chill out.
That's what I don't like about Kim. That's what I don't like about it. Like, my thing was like, you, I don't understand Kim's agenda, because at the end of the day, I personally felt like when she went to jail, she went to jail. That was you. You went to jail because of you decided to lie. So with you doing that, I don't know if she felt like when she got out that she was on, you know, always be, you know, this top female rapper or something. I don't know. Even with it being 10, 15, however many years down the line, like, I don't know what her agenda is. I really feel like they're really trying to use Nicki too, like.
Yeah.
And again, I just don't think, like, Nicki didn't want that. Like, nah, you ain't finna have your career off me. But I don't know what Kim's agenda is. I don't know, because that's weird. It's weird for you for all these years to feel the way that you've been feeling. And it's like, but you've been trying to come back for years. how is it that you're trying to come back for so long and nothing has been able to stick? Besides, the only only time you're brought up is when you're, you know, you're feuding with Nikki. So I don't understand that. If you're supposed to be this top hip hop, you know, female rapper, everybody this and that, like,
that's
because
she on that
cruise put
ship,
back on.
So
why isn't anybody asking you to be on
that
stuff?
I don't even know what's going on it.
I don't get it. I'm not watching it either, but it's like, how? If you're trying to come back, how
and
is
you know
that
what?
No
well,
one, you,
well,
you're
all
not
the,
stuff. You,
yeah, it was all the people she knew, all the connections she had or had. I don't understand why nobody has reached out to her to put her on something. Even Cardi is also a really hot artist right now. Why hasn't she reached out to Kim and said, you know what, let's do something. Let me try to help you out. You supported me coming in. Let me help you out. Right.
But Kim,
she put her so-called enemy
but
on the song "Law Enforcement." Put Kim,
but had
Kim
even put
Remy.
Remy on nothing.
Then because she know Kim, out. Neither Remy.
Yep. I want to see.
I wouldn't be surprised if she do.
I wonder if she's gonna be on this second
like
album.
So
I wonder if she put them on the second album.
Just like she made that video talking about all these female rappers who's really dope. When Jermaine made his comment, and in my mind, I'm just like, Cardi, let's be real. You didn't even listen to these rappers. Like, you only claiming their names and saying their names because they did a freestyle to one of your beats or a song that you was on.
No,
like, stop playing. Like, you really not for Unity. Because if you was, you would have been out here actually trying to put these females on a song or, you know, shouting them out every chance you get. And be like, y'all go listen to it. And I was on YouTube. I don't know what video I was looking at. I think it was Tierra White, because I think it was a song she had put out or something. But somebody made a comment and was like, thanks to Cardi, I found a new artist that I really love. Nah, Tierra being out here, y'all niggas just wasn't looking because y'all were too busy up Cardi behind. Like, stop playing.
Right.
Exactly. Yeah.
But you know that she did it on purpose. She did it on purpose. She did it on purpose when she sat there and they went over whatever they went over before she went on live, and she said certain female rappers' names who she felt, you know, who they thought was like, okay, yeah, say their names so that way, you know, you can so-called help them out. So when it does happen to which these women probably, you know, when they do come up and they do become mainstream, it's because of Cardi type thing. But my thing is, y'all act like Nicki has not co-signed a lot of these female rappers. And my thing is, you know what I mean? I'm going to sit here and continue to, you know, platform. I show my support. People gravitate towards you. Now it's up to you.
Yep.
Okay, so we're going to move on to the next subject. Okay, so the next one is, we're going to talk about is Trump helping A$AP Rocky out of jail.
Oh my goodness.
I know it's a political move. I know it's Kanye West and Trump, they're just doing this just to put out there that Trump is not a racist person, that he does like black people. And then also, they're also doing this to make it look like this friendship between Trump and Kanye is so genuine and real.